Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, Governor Hogan wants to do redistricting, and the Democrats say it's not going to happen. Well, where do we stand? What's going on here?
Well, you know, you could say the Democrats, of course, have been saying this for many years. Maryland is a horribly malproportioned state in terms of the congressional districts. But the Democrats say, well, we will not unilaterally disarm. There are states all over the country where Republicans do similar things. So you have to change it. If you're going to change the system, you have to do it nationally. Now, that could be a dodge. But on the other hand, it could also be a great idea. There is legislation pending in Congress, it just introduced in April, that would basically change the entire system so that every state would use an independent commission to draw its congressional boundaries.
Well, that does seem like a good idea. And what are the chances of that happening?
Well, probably zero. At the moment, it's got 37 sponsors, including three Maryland congresspeople, Chris Van Hollen, who, of course, raised the issue, Donna Edwards, and John Sarbanes. It has no Republicans. But what Van Hollen has done in responding to Governor Hogan's proposal to just study the issue for Maryland, he's saying, come on, Governor, join us. Please appeal to House Speaker Boehner to bring this legislation to the floor so we can discuss it. And the reality is, I mean, there are a few states, California included, that are experimenting with going it on their own. But truly, the problem of districts drawn by politicians to enhance their chances of being elected are by definition make for a very ineffective Congress, and one in which it's extremely difficult for moderates to be elected. I mean, they actually got rid of Roscoe Bartlett's district, 6th district, to shape a new district for a protege of Senate President Mike Miller. Now, the protege didn't win, but another Democrat did. It is an idea that the average voter just doesn't think about, doesn't get. It's a sort of the ultimate political geek issue. On the same token, though, it is at the core of the bitterly divisive politics that control our country at the moment.
Well, you know, when you realize that there are court decisions and geography and all kinds of other issues that have to be dealt with, it's a very complicated thing to do.
You know, I think what would be terrific is if we could get this to be an issue in the presidential campaign. You know, both sides, both parties. I mean, if someone who could come together and make this change, would be someone I could vote for, maybe.
Well, you know, Karen, maybe we could do that, but Donald Trump is just so much more fun.
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe that's the answer. Maybe we'll get the Donald to take this up.
Well, we'll see what happens. Karen, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.